Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we tend to feature all number one songs from various musical charts. We'll pick up from 1973 and we'll go to 1979. This half hour will feature Stevie Wonder, then The Miracles, The Jackson 5, Marvin Gaye, High Energy, The Commodores, and Diana Ross. First up this half hour, Stevie Wonder, number one in 1973, Higher Ground, right here on Motown.
You know the way I like to feel. Touch my heart, and all the love I've never
Among Tom Memory from the Jackson 5 Forever Came Today, and reached number one in the dance and disco charts from 1975, before that, the Miracles would Do It Baby, number one in the rhythm and blues charts in the United States from 1974, and we started with Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground, number one in the pop and rhythm and blues charts from 1973. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all number one songs from various musical charts. Well, we started the hour from 1964 with the number one from Mary Wells, and now we've made it all the way up to 1976. Next up, Marvin Gaye with I Want You. Well, I Want You was a song written by songwriters Leon Ware and Arthur T. Bone Ross, and it was released as a single in 1976 on Marvin Gaye's 14th studio album called I Want You. The song introduced a change in musical styles for Marvin, who before then had been recording songs with a funk edge. Songs such as this gave him a disco audience thanks to writer Leon Ware, who produced the song alongside Marvin Gaye. The song also stood to be one of Marvin's most popular singles during his later Motown period, which was followed by a sabbatical following the release of 1973's song called Let's Get It On. Marvin, who was a perfectionist, had struggled to create a follow-up album to Let's Get It On, and when Leon Ware played Marvin the rough draft of I Want You, well, Marvin was motivated to record a convincing performance of the song, which was about a man trying to convince a wayward lover that he wanted the woman to love him as much as he loved her. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, I Want You, right here on Motown.
1976. You 77.
Darling, when you're next to me, I melt. I feel so weak. It's getting hard to go to sleep. This feels
when we are together, the moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us
Commodores, a pretty song, Three Times the Lady, and then reached number one in the United States pop charts and rhythm and blues charts, also reaching number one in the UK, number one in Ireland, and number one in Australia from 1978, before that High Energy with You Can't Turn Me Off in the middle of Turning Me On, and then reached number one in the rhythm and blues charts from 1977, and we start with Marvin Gaye, I Want You, number one in the rhythm and blues charts from 1976. This is Motown Memories with Tom. For this hour, we're featuring all number one songs from various musical charts. We started the hour from 1964, and now we made it all the way up to 1979. Here is Diana Ross and the Boss, right here on Motown.
1979. We'll be right back.
Diana Ross and the Boss, number one on the dance and disco charts from 1979. Well, this hour, we featured all number one songs. We started from 1964 and we ended in 1979. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.